The Islamabad Anti-Terrorism Court, ATC, on Friday convicted and sentenced 11 individuals to various prison terms and fines in connection with the violence that occurred on May 9, 2023. The charges against them included attacking the Ramnath police station, assaulting police personnel, committing arson, and spreading terrorism. Among those convicted were Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, member of National Assembly Abdul Latif and former Khyber Pakhtunkhwa MPA Wajrat Sadiq Ilashi. Following the announcement of the verdict, four of the convicts, Muhammad Akram, Mira Khan, Shahzeb, and Sohail Khan, were arrested from the court premises. Arrest warrants were issued for the remaining seven, namely Abdul Latif, Wajrat Sadiq Ilashi, Zariab Khan, Samuel Robert, Abdul Basit, Shan Ali, and Muhammad Yusuf. The verdict, delivered by ATC Judge Tahir Abbas Sipra, stated that the accused attacked the Ramnath police station, opened fire, pelted stones and attempted to kill police officials. They also set motorcycles on fire. According to the court's decision, the accused were sentenced to 10 years in prison and fined 200,000 rupees each for acts of terrorism. Moreover, they were sentenced to 5 years in prison and fined 50,000 rupees each for attempting to kill police personnel, 4 years in prison and a fine of 40,000 rupees each for burning motorcycles, another 4 years in prison and a 40,000 rupee fine each for setting the police station on fire, 3 months in prison for obstructing police work, and 1 month in prison for violating Section 144 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, CRPC. The May 9 cases refer to violent attacks on state installations that followed the arrest of PTI founder Imran Khan on corruption charges in 2023. A number of individuals were arrested in these cases, which have been tried by both military courts and anti-terrorism courts in various cities. ATCs across the country continue to hear related cases. In April, a three-member bench of the Supreme Court, headed by Chief Justice Yahya Afridi, directed ATCs to conclude proceedings in May 9 cases within 4 months. In Lahore, 14 cases remain pending in two ATCs, which are currently hearing them on a daily basis at Kotlakbat Central Jail. However, a judge of one of these courts noted that the unavailability of case records was creating significant obstacles to meeting the Supreme Court's deadline. ATC Administrative Judge Mansur Ali Gill wrote the Punjab Prosecutor General Syed Farhad Ali Shah, stating that the police records were not being provided to the deputy prosecutor conducting the trial for various reasons. The judge emphasized that the matter had been brought to the attention of the prosecution office to take necessary steps to ensure that witnesses could be recorded on every hearing date. He cautioned that failing such action, the court would proceed according to the law.